recently a story appeared about former Secretary of State Tillerson's testimony before Congress in the United States. And in that testimony, he talked about how Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was conducting diplomatic negotiations behind his back, unauthorized diplomatic negotiations with a foreign country, in this case, Mexico. This is illegal, according to the American political system. It violates, I believe it's the Logue Act. But in this instance, it is going to go unpunished because the part of the story that does not get reported here is that Jared Kushner is representing Jewish interests here, and no one is allowed to question Jewish interests. If you bring it up, you will be called an anti-Semite. That there are Jewish interests is obvious, but no one's allowed to talk about it. And so the real significance of the story will be covered over by the mainstream media, who will limit it to areas of insignificance. This, of course, has direct relevance to Iran because it was Jewish interests that basically caused Donald Trump to abandon the Iran nuclear agreement. It is Jewish interests that once again are pushing America into war in the Middle East, this time with Iran. Donald Trump, I think recent events have shown that he does not want a war. He's using military power to threaten Iran, but he's pulling back at the last minute, pulled back from an attack on Iran with about 10 minutes left to go, he said, because of the casualties that would result from it. This is a dangerous situation because sometimes the people who are in on the attack don't get the message, okay, and the attack takes place even though it shouldn't have. But the bigger picture here is who's in control? Who's running the Trump administration? Who's benefiting from this? And it seems pretty clear from the testimony of Tillerson about Jared Kushner that it's not the American people.